In 2003, over 500 Chattanooga citizens attended facilitated public visioning forums on the subject of public art in Chattanooga. These forums resulted in an adoption of an exciting public art plan, the establishment of a mayoral-appointed public art committee, and a partnership between Allied Arts of Greater Chattanooga, the Hunter Museum of American Art, the River City Company, and the City of Chattanooga to oversee and implement the new plan. The first public art project was launched in 2005 in conjunction with the 21st Century Waterfront Plan and the redevelopment of 129 acres along the Tennessee River. The $120 million plan allocated an unprecedented 1% for public art and resulted in three major public art projects: the light masts on the Chattanooga Pier, the Native American art installation at the Passage, and the First Street Sculpture Garden. Since the implementation of the plan, the public art program has launched several new exciting programs that include the Biennial Sculpture Exhibit. This is an international juried competition of large-scale sculptures, which are selected for placement along First Street and the downtown area to create a rotating outdoor exhibition space. This is according to the Chattanooga.gov website. One of the chosen 2010 public art sculptures is a piece which sits behind the aquarium called Playtoon by Adam Walls.
With this piece, it's creating a narrative that makes use of a toy tank image, oversized in scale. And what happens in the narrative is that one giant-sized toy tank has fired a shot through another one. And all the other tanks are responding to that act of violence, one in shock, one in anger, and just one just in horror, just not knowing how to respond to it.
When I think of tanks, I think of camouflage and dark colors. But Frank Wall's tanks in his sculpture Playtoon are brightly colored.
It's got that that blue sky. It's actually, the paint's called Hawaiian Sky Blue, which is very much like the blue sky that we have here right now. So it's sort of representative of the blue sky and the white clouds, with sort of like a cartoonist or an illustrator's drawing a line around those. Fell in love with action figures and toys as a kid. Love cartoons, still do. So I think a lot of the bright colors are coming from my love of those things.
Walls writes in his artist statement that his outdoor sculptures that are brightly painted are designed to attract the viewer's attention and convey an opportunity for escapist fantasy and viewer interaction. Walls also comments that his concepts are usually derived from some memory that was stirred by the shape of some found object, or from some memento that he's held on to since childhood.
If I'm saying that I identify with the toy tank image, I kind of have to admit that I identify with the idea that, you know, within me there's a certain amount of anger and hostility. And that I think that as human beings we have to recognize that about ourselves so that we can deal with that. These things are playful, but there's also some sort of inherent danger in the idea that this is a tank, no matter how toy-like or playful it is. It's still sort of an icon of violence. You know, I think everybody goes through a certain thing in their childhood where they feel upset about one thing or another, and something has affected them in some way that they're having to react to. I don't think anybody escapes childhood without picking up something, you know, whatever that may be. And the same thing's true in adulthood, too. You know, we pick up scars along the way, and we have to respond to those. Or we can choose to ignore them, and that's a response of its own. But I think a lot of the sculpture that I'm doing is in some way a response to that.
Walls confides that as a child, one of his favorite cartoons was G.I. Joe.
As a kid, you know, I thought, you know, I so want to be in the military. I so want to do this. And but the thing is, I was going by G.I. Joe cartoons, and I thought a position in the military was ninja. You know, I thought that there were, you know, I thought it was a lot of fun and play like it was in the cartoon. So there's a certain amount of ignorance of realities that I'm certainly susceptible to. But I really enjoy that fantasy world, though. It's something I really get into.
Adam Walls has taught at UNC Pembroke since 2007. He also taught for 6 years in the public school system. And as an educator with over a decade of teaching experience, Walls' teaching philosophy promotes students to find their own voice and to make use of a variety of materials to do so.
One of UNC Pembroke's slogans is UNCP, where learning is personal. And I have that opportunity to work, you know, one-on-one with the students with small class sizes. And I get to try to bring out whatever it is in them that they're interested in expressing.
Walls believes that art of all types is an important form of self-expression.
It's all very important, because if we're not able to connect with who we are personally, then what does our culture become? It becomes a world where there's no heart and there's no soul. And I definitely don't want to live in that world. When you put art in a public place, it gives the public an opportunity to see something that they might not always or ordinarily see. And even if they don't understand the piece, eventually they become to develop their own aesthetic and understand what it is that they do like about it, what it is they don't like about it. And sometimes a viewer who is totally uninformed about what the artist was thinking will pick out different things that the artist might not have intended, but they sometimes will put a little bit of themselves in that, while other times they'll get it right off, and sometimes that's nice too.
To learn more about Adam Walls, visit his website at sculpturebyadamwalls.com or visit our blog through our website at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.